Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You're listening to 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. We have a band called Instant Crush in studio. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So tell me what your name is and what you do in Instant Crush. Let's go around the room.
I guess I'll start. Yeah. I'm Keegan. I'm the guitarist.
I'm Zoe. I'm the bassist.
I'm Megan. I'm lead vocals and guitar.
I'm Matthew, and I play the drums.
Right on, right on. So, what do you claim as your city? Are you Tacoma, Seattle, Puyallup band? Where are you from?
As a band, we claim Seattle, but we're kind of scattered all over the place.
Okay.
Keegan and I live south in like Puyallup and Auburn.
Okay.
Matthew and Zoe live in Seattle. So we just all claim Seattle.
How'd you all meet? What's the origin of the band?
So I met Keegan and Zoe through an old mutual friend that we had. And when I was looking for, like, a guitarist and a bassist for the band, they were like, oh, I know my friend and his sister both are really great musicians. So then we got connected.
Oh, you guys are brother and sister?
Yeah. Okay. So that's how they knew each other. For Matthew, I was a big fan of his other band, Public Theater.
Awesome.
And they weren't really doing anything at the time. And I was like, hey, come play drums.
Yeah, it was right after things were lightening up from the pandemic.
Yeah.
I hadn't played music in like a year and a half or something, and they were looking for someone to fill in for a little bit. And I was like, okay, I'll take a show or two, and they kind of just like didn't let me go after that.
Yeah.
The first day I met them was a photo shoot.
Okay, so you kind of had to be in after those.
Yeah, and then I appeared on the Spotify page, and I hadn't played a show yet, and it was just, you know.
Okay, I guess that's a way of getting me in the band.
It's one way to do it, but it's been great. So
that's cool.
Stockholm Syndrome?
Yeah, a little bit.
So when was that? Was this that you started and started writing the songs?
So I started writing the songs as a solo project, I guess, for like some of the earlier stuff. I want to say early 2020 is when I wrote and recorded a lot of it. As a band, we didn't start like kind of fully forming and playing live shows till the summer of 2021. And that was when it became like Instant Crush and not just me making songs in my bedroom.
So this is kind of a pandemic project in a way?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay. So, I mean, you guys have really, you know, hit the ground running, taken off quite a bit. What was your first show as a band and not just an acoustic or solo project, rather?
Oh, our first show was at the Shore Lake Battle of the Bands in Shoreline, Washington.
Okay.
And then we played the Funhouse like the day after that. We did like three shows back to back to back.
That's
they
awesome.
Had like the beginning of the Battle of the Bands and the finals. So then...
Did you guys win?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. It's like a School of Rock moment.
It really was. Jack Black. It felt like we were in Camp Rock. Like,
yeah.
we It felt good.
It was a perfect first gig for sure.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So your first shows back to back were Battle of the Bands. But let's go back to, you know, when you were younger, like what got you into even just music? You know, what was your first exposure to that made you fall in love with music? And we'll start with you again.
Start with me. I think I'm speaking for also Zoe and Matthew here, but we played a lot of Guitar Hero.
Cool.
Me too, bro.
As a kid and Megan. Yeah. Like me and Zoe, I think there's videos of me and Zoe playing it.
That's awesome.
When you're like 6 or 7 and she's singing and I'm playing on the guitar.
What were you jamming?
Ooh, I remember Taylor Swift and Modest Mouse.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
And then, yeah. Some Metallica too.
Yeah.
I don't recall that one, but okay.
Okay.
But,
so that was Guitar Hero, but what was the first like musician that, you know, really stuck out to you?
Oh, yeah. That would have been back in middle school for me. I started playing guitar because I started listening to The Strokes.
Okay. Awesome.
So pretty classic start, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And how about you?
My brother and I have always been pretty close, so he started playing guitar, and as an annoying little sister, I started playing guitar also. And I guess from there, I bought a bass like a few years later, and that's when I really started getting more into bass, and I thought it was cool because it just, I don't know, I enjoy it a lot more than guitar, in my opinion. And yeah.
Do you guys come from a music?
No.
Not really. I mean, everyone kind of played traditional stuff like piano and violin.
Sure.
And we did play saxophone and clarinet in middle school band.
Yeah.
So there's that. But aside from those instruments, no one else in our family really plays too much.
Fair enough.
So,
right on. And how about you? What got you into music?
Well, I also played a lot of Guitar Hero.
Okay.
So I like saw Hayley Williams doing Misery Business, and she had her like custom character on Guitar Hero, and I was like, "That's the coolest thing I've ever seen." And
did you go see Paramore when they were just here?
Oh yes, I did.
Nice.
And it was so beautiful. That was my first time seeing them, so it was really cool.
Continue on with the story, though. Sorry.
But I thought Hayley Williams was so cool. I was just like not confident enough to like carry that same energy.
Sure.
And I also really got into Taylor Swift at the time. And I realized I liked playing acoustic guitar and playing songs. So I did the whole singer-songwriter thing for a while and played a lot of open mics around town.
Is there any material that we could look up? Any recorded music?
I have pulled it all from the internet. It was like my 15 to 16-year-old. And I was nobody needs to see that. So I took it all off. But yeah, from that point on, I realized I liked alternative rock music more and wanted to kind of get that whole live band setting. So then I kind of transitioned my songwriting from the whole acoustic singer-songwriter.
So is Instant Crush your first band?
Yep.
Awesome.
That's cool. It's been fun.
Oh, right on. So what, you know, you said you didn't really have that confidence. Was it playing with your own, you know, project, your own solo? Was that what kind of gave you that confidence?
I think so. Like, a lot of my time spent growing up, I was really shy and reserved, and, like, the thought of people looking at me while I played was really terrifying.
Sure.
So I, like, couldn't really handle that for a while or, like, talking on stage. And I think, like, playing shows together, like, as a unit has helped. And I think just, like, growing older and getting out of my shell also helped.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, just when I was really young, I was so quiet. And I remember, like, crying after my first open mic because I was so scared. I was like, oh, my God, they looked at me.
And now you're crying because you're killing it.
That's all you can hope for.
Absolutely. You know? And how about you? You know, obviously you were in public theater before this, but you know, thinking back to the impetus of everything, what got you into music?
Yeah, as a little kid, my siblings and I played piano.
Awesome.
I was never very good though. Piano was stressful. I started liking the drums. I played Rock Band too with my friends.
Okay.
Millions of kids.
Yeah.
I think my mom and dad never listened to like rock music or anything like that, so I never really heard it until I played that video game. I think my musical awakening is like Danny California by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay, yeah.
And that's when I started. I love Chad Smith, and that was like some of my first musical interest as a very young child.
Yeah.
Before I had like an iPod or anything. So that's how I kind of got into drumming and rock music.
Was Public Theater your first band?
Yeah, we started that band when I was like 16 years old.
Oh, that's awesome. And you're still going.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. Right on. Well, we're going to go into a song. And again, they're going to be playing October 12th at the Funhouse with Public Theater, Sunfish, and Social Cinema. October 12th at the Funhouse. We're going to go into a song called Rinse and Repeat. Who wants to introduce this one? Anything you want to say about Rinse and Repeat?
I'll go. This is Rinse and Repeat by Instant Crush. It's one of my favorites that we've done. And I think kind of brings a little bit of that 80s post-punk element. And I'm a big fan of it.
Right on. Well, I am too. So let's go into it. It's Instant Crush here on Loud and Local. Was Rinse and Repeat by Instant Crush. This is a Northwest focused show. This is Seattle music, Tacoma music, you know, all around this area, this region. So much rich history of music. What are your favorite Northwest music artists, bands of all time? And again, we'll start with you. Sorry.
For me, I'd have to say Modest Mouse. My mom used to play a bunch of them just on like road trips or in the car going anywhere. So that's my oldest memory of them. And that's kind of stuck with me for a while.
Yeah. Awesome.
I guess I'd have to say Bikini Kill. Yeah. When in middle school, my friend introduced me to them, and I was like, oh, yep, I'm an angsty teenager now.
There you go. Yeah, nice. Awesome.
I love the Home Team very much. We got to play some shows with them recently, earlier this summer, and they were really cool, and I'm such a big fan of their music.
That's awesome.
Yeah, maybe my favorite band of all time is Death Cab for Cutie.
Yeah.
I think Transatlanticism was like my favorite albums ever, and I probably have never loved music as much as I loved that album when I was like 16, 17 years old.
You going to go see that show at the Postal Service?
No, we're going to be... I'm going to be out of town, and then we have the show before, so...
Yeah.
I think we're going to be busy that day, but I was thinking about flying out to L.A., maybe.
Do it!
I was thinking about it.
Get your your sadness out with that show, you know. Be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I actually got to see the Postal Service. This is one of the first times they played ever, I think, and it was at this thing called Sasquatch Music Festival.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a hip-hop group called The Roots they played, mm-hmm. and it was Bell and Sebastian, New Pornographers, and then the Postal Service. It was an awesome show. So, but I'm old, and that was a long, long time ago.
That's a killer lineup.
Yeah,
though.
It was awesome.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. So, what was the first concert you ever went to?
First show we went to. The first one I can remember was the Kooks. They were playing at the Showbox Soto.
Yeah,
and.
That happens to be my first show, too.
Okay, cool. Well, I mean, you are brother and sister.
We went with separate people, so same show, was separated.
All separated?
Drop me off down the way. I'm not with him.
I know, and then I think Megan was there, too.
I was there, too. It wasn't my first show, and we didn't know each other then. But I was like, that's so crazy. We were at the same show.
What was your first show?
Taylor Swift in 2013. It's a lucky one.
All right.
So it was the Red Tour at Tacoma Dome.
Wow.
Dang.
I don't mean to flex.
Did you go to the last one?
No.
You're not a fan anymore?
No, I do not have the money. Money that the Eras Tour cost, unfortunately.
We wanted to go to Arizona and see them with Paramore. Yeah. But that's thousands of dollars.
Oh, Taylor Swift and Paramore?
Yeah, we wanted to.
They opened in Arizona, and we were like, that'd be crazy to go to.
Right?
That's like the two influences one night. But it was too expensive, so.
Taylor Moore?
Taylor Moore.
Maybe you want to make like a t-shirt that has half Taylor, half Paramore?
Totally would.
I don't know.
Like the half and half faces connecting.
First concert.
My first concert was like jazz fusion band called Snarky Puppy when I was in high school.
Nice.
I was big in a jazz band as a high schooler, so that's the first time I saw live music.
Awesome. So Instant Crush, where'd you get the name from? Who came up with the name?
So it was one of our friends was kind of like reading off song titles to us.
Yeah.
And because we thought it'd be a fun way to like kind of have that reference bringing us all together. It was a song by Daft Punk featuring Julian Casablancas from The Strokes.
Yeah.
And we all love The Strokes. And then for some reason, nobody's taken that song title as a name yet. And we were like, that's perfect.
Let's go.
It's for us.
That's awesome.
So that's where we got it from.
So you guys have played a lot of shows here in the Northwest. Have you guys played outside of our region?
Yeah, we've played in LA, like Idaho, Utah, New York.
Wow.
New York was a crazy one. That's just like a one-off show that we did over there. But
yeah. So was that for like a showcase for like a label or anything? Or?
We were opening for a friend's band, Daisy Grenade.
Cool.
He just randomly hit us up and we're like, do you want to open for us? For our Halloween show.
You gotta get out here.
And I was like, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, we've never been, so.
Well, it was just so funny when she messaged. She was like, do you want to play with us? I was like, yeah, sure, where? And she's like,
Brooklyn.
New York in Brooklyn. And I was like, let me get back to you on that. And then like 2 hours later, I texted her. I was like, yeah, we'll do
it. Sure, let's go.
And it was awesome. I love New York, so.
How was LA for you guys?
LA's fun. I've done like a lot of writing and recording there personally. But yeah, we've had some fun times there.
All right.
Yeah, I enjoy going to LA. It's fun.
Next up is Nashville.
I want to go to Nashville so bad. It seems fun.
I've heard a lot of good things about that city.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. So you've done some writing down in LA? Like some songwriting for other people or for yourself?
I've done a mix. I've done a couple of sessions for other people where I just kind of like pop in and help with melodies and lyrics.
All right.
But then I've also been working with this producer down there called Mike Pepe. Who I've just kind of been going and starting new ideas with. Kind of bouncing back and forth, writing some here on my own, writing some with other people.
Wow.
So it's been cool.
All right, well, just remember me when you guys are on tour with Paramore. And remember the little people like me, okay, guys?
You're the first on the list.
There we go. Awesome. Just as long as I got on the guest list. We're going to go into another song, Extra Sunscreen. This is the newest one, right?
Yes.
Nice. Anyone want to say anything about this one?
I wrote this one with John Gomez from the Somerset, actually, while in LA. So that kind of like ties in with what we were just talking about. But yeah, John's super cool. Extra Sunscreen's a very summery LA vibe song.
All right. LA Vibes. As we get into the fall here in Seattle, it's Instant Crush here on Loud and Local.
You make me want to get out of bed, soar through the shit that's in my head, because I need some peace of mind. You make me actually want to go outside, get in my car so we can drive, because I miss my real life. Now we're lying on the beach and I never want to leave your side. You're so sweet, you brought me extra sunscreen, because our future's never been so bright.
Instant Crush here on Loud and Local. That was Extra Sunscreen. What's the best way to support y'all?
Yeah, so you can find us everywhere on social media at We Are Instant Crush. Streaming on Spotify or whatever streaming platform you use always helps. We're just Instant Crush everywhere.
Awesome.
Yes.
And so beyond these couple shows, anything planned? Any goals for the band in the next year or so?
Yeah, we have a new song coming out in October.
Awesome.
October 6th, I believe. So we got a new single coming out then. Mainly just cranking out as much as we can. Have enough material for an album, so we'd love to make that come to life. So
awesome. Right on. Any final words, thank yous, and shout outs before we jump into the last and final song here?
I'll let you guys start with thank yous.
Yeah.
We can pass it down.
All right. I'd like to shout out my friends, Alex, Lauren, and Abby. They're always very supportive. They have been the whole time I've been doing this.
Yeah.
And come to as many shows as they can, and I really appreciate them.
Awesome.
I'd like to shout my dad and his friend Jamie for always coming to our shows. Even when it's completely empty, they're always there supporting us.
Wait, that's your dad too?
It's my dad too.
Yeah. His dad too. Double Great. Whammy right there. I would love to thank our management, Jeremiah and Josh. They're both super great. And our booking agent, Morgan, who I love very much. I just think we have a great team right now. And I'm awesome. Very thankful.
I'd like to shout out all the musicians I get to play with, because this is a pandemic project and I was without music for a very long time, and I'm very thankful to do it again.
Awesome. Well, I'm thankful that you guys came up to share your music with me, to share your music with Loud and Local community. We're going to go into Special. So I think this is the first time we were playing this on Loud and Local. Is that right? I don't think I've played this one yet.
I don't think so. This one's one of my personal favorites. I always love playing it live. And I think I love this song a lot. I wanted to share it. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing it. It's Instant Crush here on Loud and Local. Catch them October 12th at the Funhouse. Thanks, y'all.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus doorbusters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle.
With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.